Nicola, it's an absolute pleasure to meet you, and having seen the wonderful sculpture that you have designed, I the words fail me. How long did it take you to create it?
Oh, that's very kind of you to say that. It took probably 2.5-3 years altogether.
And it's got an almost spiritual feel about it. Is that how you felt when you were creating it?
Yes, that's what I hoped you would feel. You never know. But when I was working on it, obviously we were locked down, and so my heart was engaged as well as my hands, and I was working in the clay in my studio, and I knew that it was going to be. It was a heartbreaking period, and I used the word when we were unveiling just now, heart shaping, because it certainly shaped my heart.
Could you describe it?
Describe the sculpture.
Yes.
The sculpture is, including the plinth, is about 13 foot high, and it has a large rock, a pile of rocks, which I sculpted in clay, and then everything's sculpted in clay and then cast in bronze. And the pile of rocks have two, growing out of the top of them, they have two tall trees with branches and many, many, many leaves. I think there are 360-something leaves. The trees are two individual trees that touch at the top, and they are rising in a kind of victorious, so there's a feeling of resurgence about the trees, and then interwinding all down over the rocks are many, many roots, and some of the leaves have fallen off the trees deliberately, and they're on the rocks, so there's a strong feeling of the cycle of life. And then between the two trees are two young children with little, they're slender children, and they are laughing and sitting on what I describe as the fragile edge of tomorrow. And in the rock, at the back of the rock, there is a little inscription that goes, "You laid your love for those in life. Your sleep is not in vain." And that's the overriding message that I wanted to get through, that they paid the ultimate sacrifice. And I want the memorial to be honour them, and to be a memorial and a ingratitude of their courage and their faithfulness.
I think that is absolutely incredible. And also, I've just discovered you're a songwriter as well. And tell me a tiny bit about your songwriting career.
Well, I'm primarily a lyricist. I do write songs. I do write melodies as well. But I'm primarily a lyricist. And I like to write about things that are spiritual, that are meaningful and relevant and healing. I have musical children who are professional musicians, and my late husband was a very well-known saxophonist, so music runs in the family.
And his name was?
Raphael Ravenscroft.
And I really look forward to listening to some of your music, but again, your sculpture is just sensational. Thank you so much.
There is one thing which is interesting, is I sometimes write about the meaning of sculpture when people ask me questions about sculpture. And I come from a line of architects and artists, and it's not surprising I'm a sculptor. But the thing about sculpture is, like music and architecture and song and writing, drawing, They carve meaning into space. They're the same, different languages, but they do the same thing. So there's an infinite variety of viewpoints with a sculpture. And the same with music.
Thank you so much.